Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
You know, we've talked in the past about the program where I go online and I enter my information. This is still part of that, but it's the money coming to you, right?
It is. So people can still go to website, IllinoisTreasurer.gov, look for themselves, look for family members, look for a business or a nonprofit. But in some cases, we have government databases with information about people's addresses, their social security number, and then we can run a match on that information. And if someone has recently sworn to the state that they live at that address and that's their social security number, it matches a property in our database, we will just mail a check without them having to visit our website.
When you say sworn to the state, you mean like on a driver's license renewal or some document that...
Driver's license, your income taxes, when you register to vote. So we'll get those databases and then just mail checks out.
Good.
When I came into office, I heard too many people say there were too many obstacles to claiming their money. We've worked through electronic claiming or use of the internet to make it easier for people, and some people still wouldn't go to our website and claim, and so this is how we hope to reach more of those people.
What are these, this money? Because I think a lot of people say, oh, they don't got any of my money, and then you start listing off some of the ways that you might, and you go, hey, wait, hold on, that might be me.
Yeah, people have told me all the time, I keep track of my money, and that may be true, but maybe some other business owed you money, and they mailed it to the wrong address. Maybe they mailed it to you, and it looked like junk mail, and you threw it away. So it could be something like a lost bank's safe deposit or a savings account. Maybe it's last paycheck that you never collected. Maybe you were owed a rebate or a refund for a company, or maybe you put down a deposit with the power company or the water company and then moved and never got your money back. Or maybe someone listed you as a beneficiary of their life insurance policy and didn't tell you. There are any number of ways money may be owed to you, and it never got into your hands, so you never had a chance to lose it.
So I can go actively look on the website, or it might be coming to me in the form of a check. And that's really also why I wanted to make sure we got you on, because we get so much junk mail these days, right? And sometimes they're clever things that make it look like someone is giving me a check, and it's not. I just don't want someone to throw it away.
Exactly. And that's why we send two letters. We send the first letter telling people the check is coming in the mail. We tell them how much it's for. We tell them where it came from. And that will frequently jog people's memory. Like, oh, that's right. I used to have a State Farm auto policy. I switched to Allstate, and State Farm must have sent me a refund, and I threw it away or it didn't get to me. So then the second letter comes with the check, and hopefully by then they realize that this is legitimate, that it's coming from the state. All they have to do is endorse it and cash it, and then they can save it, they can spend it, they can pay down bills. We just know in this time of inflation that a lot of people could use a few extra bucks, and we're trying to get it out our doors and into their hands.
Do you guys like do this on a rolling basis, check these databases, or are they done kind of in chunks and we're coming up on the next chunk of checks?
Yeah, we do it in chunks. And this is the next wave coming out. We're sending out around 77,000 checks, about $28 million going out. To date, I think we've now returned over $65 million to people through the Money Match program. But in the grand scheme of things, we've returned nearly $2 billion to people and companies and nonprofits in total. So it still pays to go to our website and check, because sometimes the address that the property was at is not the address you live at now, and we need you to visit our website.
77,000 checks are about to go out?
Yeah, so the letters are going out, and so I've told people it may be Halloween today, but Christmas is coming in November to a lot of families in Illinois.
That's great. Do you mind just running to the office really quickly, thumbing through 77,000, see if John Hansen's on that list?
I can follow up later.
No,
I can't
just
do
kidding.
It right now. But also, you can go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov. Go to our database, put your name in there. You've got a fairly common name, John.
True, true.
So you want to put your first name and your last name, and you want to put various cities you've lived in.
Okay.
But if you've got a really unique name or a non-common last name, just go to our database, put your last name in there. You might find yourself, or you might find a relative or family member. I'm guessing if you put Hansen in, you'll find a lot of Hansons that you've never met before.
Yeah, that's true. And I'll have a convention. I'd love to have everyone over one day. I just want to add one.
What a great way to connect with family members, to call them and say, I was thinking about you. I found you on the State Treasurer's website, and I found you money just in time for the holidays, and maybe they'll take some of that money and use it on a Christmas gift for you.
Yeah, I love that. And I also do like, first of all, I love your little note that you had here talking about your mother, who also told you to listen with, that you're born with two ears and one mouth, and we should use them in that proportion. That was cute. And also, I like the little note you had at the end. And we focus on a lot of nonprofits and organizations. We feature them on this show. Money is tight. Use it however you want. But I know that season's coming. What a great way to maybe let's say you get $100. Maybe you weren't expecting it. Maybe you give it to an organization like that instead.
I can tell you, it really is better to give than receive. I've got this phenomenal job. I get to give money away every day of the year. It brings me great joy. And I just recommend to people, if you don't need this money to pay down some bills right away, consider around the holidays sharing a little bit with those who are in need. We have some great organizations in our state doing great things for people in need, and would encourage supporting them.